بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، let me ask you a question, my brothers and sisters. How many of you have heard and believe that practice makes perfect? Show of hands. You obviously haven't attended enough of my classes, because then you wouldn't have raised your hand. Practice makes permanent. Practice does not make perfect. Practice only ensures that whatever you do, you will do that every single time. Whether that is right or not, correct or not, does not happen with practice. It happens with thoughtful, correct practice. And there's a big difference. Let me give you an example. One of the challenges that people like me, Urdu speaking people, especially older people, have with tajweed of Quran is the pronunciation of the sound of dhal, za, dha, and dha. Right? In the Urdu alphabet, we say zal, ze, zoe, zwat. In Urdu, all four have the same pronunciation, which is za. In Arabic, each has a different pronunciation. Each one comes from a different part of the throat and tongue. So you will find many Urdu speaking qurra, when they are reciting Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, they will say, غَيْرِ الْمَغْزُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الظَّالِينَ. Right? Now, they are not doing that because they deliberately want to distort the Quran. They are not doing that because they are enemies of Allah. They are doing it because this is how the tongue is used to. This is what practice did for them. Right? Even Urdu speaking people who study tajweed, consciously we have to think about how we are pronouncing these four letters. Otherwise, you still make a mistake, even though you know. Because practice. The same thing, saying again and again. That is how all Egyptian people will go to Ganna, not to Jannah. Right? Kullu masriin fi Ganna, muslimin fi Jannah. Because the Gim and the Jim. Now, why am I saying this to you? Because Islam is the name of a practice. Islam is not the name of a theory. Islam is not the name of a theology. It is the name of a practice. Just like judo is the name of a practice. Aikido is the name of a practice. Knowing about judo will not save you in a fight. Knowing judo will save you in a fight. If you practice judo, if you know how to do judo, then you will be able to save yourself in a fight. If you know about judo, supposing you say, I'm hafiz of all the kitabs of judo, whichever has been written. I can tell you the history of judo from where it started till today, everything. I can give you a 3-hour lecture on judo. Then I go in the street, somebody grabs me by the throat, I'm flat on my back. I say, what happened? You are such a great alim of judo. He's not an alim, he knows about judo. Can he do it? No. That is the situation with Islam. Now, I don't know how many of you have read this book by Malcolm Gladwell. It is called Outliers. If you haven't read it, you must read it. Right, Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. He's a statistician, and he talks about what he calls the 10,000 hour rule. The 10,000 hour rule is that Malcolm Gladwell statistically proves that to reach a level of expertise in anything in life, to reach a level of expertise, you should have done it for 10,000 hours thoughtfully, not just blind practice. Thoughtfully practiced it for 10,000 hours. Only then you will become an expert in that thing, not otherwise. Right? Now, let us apply that to our salah. Supposing I say the standard of salah I am looking at is that in 2 rakat of salah, I'm not even talking about 4 rakat, 2 rakat of salah, from takbir-e-tahrima to salam, my thoughts must not wander anywhere. I must be focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone because I am standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what did he say about Ihsan? Anta abudallaha kannaka tara. So we are Pray as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the standard which I am going to hold myself to is 2 rakat of salah in which my attention does not wander. From the time takbir Allahu Akbar, takbir tahrima to salam, my attention must not wander. Right? Now, if you do the sums, let's take those who pray 5 times a day with all the sunnah. You will roughly pray for 50 minutes, you pray for what? 100 minutes. So let's say 60 plus 60, say 120 minutes, means 2 hours. I'm being sort of generous. So 2 hours a day, if you are praying, if you pray for 15 years, you would have prayed for 10,500 hours. So if you are 25 years old and you start praying at the age of 10, then you already have done 10,000 hours. Somebody like me has done maybe 3 times that. Can I say my salah is, I have complete khushu from, in 2 rakat from takbir tahrima to the end? Each one has to answer that question for himself. You don't have to answer me. It is between me and you, between me and Allah and you and Allah. 10,000 hour rule. Practice, we are doing it. We are not missing any salah. And I'm not talking about sawab. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sawab for the salah, no matter what the salah, we say to Allah, Ya Allah, this is what we have. And you are Ghafur Rahim, you don't even need the salah, please give me the sawab. That's a different issue. I'm saying that if I'm doing something and I'm doing it for 10,000 hours, at least I, as an individual, would want to say to myself that I think I'm doing a good job. I should be doing a good job, right? Is that happening? And if it's not happening, it's because of no thought. It's not thoughtful practice. It's just practice. We're just doing it. Going through the motions. And the reason for that is, we operate with our deen from the principle of at least. At least. Now think about this. If you get a job, and I ask you, how much money are you making? And you say, I'm getting $10,000 a year. $10,000 a year? I mean, that's way below the poverty mark. How many hours are you working? Oh, I'm working maybe 60 hours, 70 hours a week. 70 hours a week, you're getting $10,000? That's insane. Why are you working? And supposing you say, no, at least I'm getting something. Does it make sense? What about food? You go to a restaurant and the guy gives you something which is practically inedible. It's a horrible tasting, some stuff. And at least it is food. Will you say this? Think about this. Take anything in our life. This at least principle we do not apply to absolutely anything in our lives. Right? That guy sitting there, he is a basketball expert. He's been promising to teach me how to shoot a basket. I don't know when that will happen. But my point is, that if I go and, you know, if he and I go and I think he wants to avoid having a nightmare, so he doesn't want to take me. But I say, if we go and play, and out of 10,000 baskets, I shoot like one, and then he tells me, you know, Uncle Yavar, what is this thing? I mean, you know, why are you wasting my time? No, at least I did. Come on, man, give me a break. What do you mean, at least? But tell me, what do we do with our deen? What do we do with our deen? Anything to do with Islam, the standard statement is, at least this is happening. At least that is happening. And that is the reason why we don't see results. Otherwise, tell me, how is it that with the Sahaba, Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, there are so many stories. Something, some problem they have, some issue they have, it is not raining, it is raining too much, this is happening, that is happening. What do they do? 2 rakat of salah. And they make dua. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, I'll end with this. He says he was going out somewhere, and this is after Mr. Hassan passed away. He was going out somewhere, he saw a child, a young boy grazing some sheep on the hillside, and he saw him preparing to pray. So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, I thought to myself, let me see what is happening to the Ummah of Rasulullah after he passed away. So he said, I went and I hid behind a rock. He said, I saw this boy, he was 10 years old or 11 years old. He said this boy stood in Salah, he prayed two rakat, and he raised his hands, and he said, Ya Allah, my sheep are suffering. There is no rain. There is no rain, there is no grass, there is nothing to eat, it is very hot. Ya Rab, send us rain. Ya Rab, send rain. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, I saw out of that clear sky, I saw a cloud rise, it came above us, and it rained, and we got wet. 10-year-old boy. This salah is a tool. This salah is a weapon. This salah is our greatest resource. This salah is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. This salah is where we talk to Allah. This salah is where we ask Allah. This salah is where we take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it will not happen if you approach it from the perspective of at least something. No, at least. Thoughtful practice. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us, you and me, to pray in a way that connects us with Him and cuts us off from everything else. So that our hearts are filled with the noor and the azmat and the khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which will drive out the darkness of every depression and every anxiety and every fear and everything else. Illuminating us with the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.